Thank you. I appreciate that very much. God is good and God is great. I thank the Lord for enabling me into the gospel ministry 20 years ago. I fought it. I didn't want to be in the ministry. I didn't want to be a preacher. I was scared. But God was doing something to my heart. And I remember walking into Brother Pat's office and giving him 26 reasons why I should not be a minister. And I shouldn't be calling to the gospel. And he went through every single one of those 26 reasons. And I didn't know what to do. I thought I had my ace up my sleeve saying, here it is, 26 reasons. It's over. Don't have to worry about it anymore. And I went away and I was so fearful. And then I think God does two things when He calls a man to the ministry. He quickens a verse or two to his heart, the inward call and then the outward call. If he confirms it with other people, those particular verses. And two verses that stand out. And this verse almost caused a wreck on the way to Laredo. Alex and I used to go to Laredo 20 some odd years ago, sell insurance. And I was going by myself this time. And I was fighting it the whole way. And about 25 miles before I hit Laredo, it was like, it just hit me. And I had to pull over to the side. And this verse was just pounding in my mind, in my heart. And I knew what God was doing, and I kept fighting it. And the verse is in 1 Timothy 1:12. And it says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And He quickened this verse to my heart, and I could not escape it. I could not forget it. It was constantly before me. And then when I heard other people sharing it with me, I'm like, oh no, oh no. And then when the last straw was in Isaiah chapter 6 and in verse 8, when I finally capitulated, finally surrendered, finally said, yes, Lord. In Isaiah 6:8, it says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for me? Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. And so the Lord sent me out, Community Baptist Church, to start to work here 20 years ago. My precious wife, I don't know if you know, I still have this. It's precious to my heart. She knew what that verse meant. It's Isaiah 6:8. She stitched it for me. And I've had it in my office for 20 years. And I constantly look at it and I'm reminded what God has called me to. I don't want to keep you much longer. It's a few things I want to share. But I thank all of you again for coming this evening, making it special for me. There's so many to thank, so many. And of course, Ruben and Vicky being the first members of this church in the true sense of the word. Because Joe and Ben were already here. And so I appreciate y'all's faithfulness also for the past 20 years. And a dear friend who came later to this church, who I esteem highly in the Lord, who was the one that brought me to the doctrines of grace. So all of you that do not like Calvinism or don't like me preaching it, you only have one brother to blame in that, Brother Leo Lopez. It's your fault, brother. And I esteem your friendship for all these years. And your faithfulness too. And all of you, Brother Alex and Nancy, coming a year or so afterwards. Barbara, I know what you were added to, and appreciate your faithfulness. And Ron, and many of you that were added, I just thank you so very, very much for your love and support and your faithfulness. Above all, of course, I do thank my God, first and foremost, for calling me to the ministry. Preachers only two ways. There's only two ways he preaches. This is what the Bible says, and it's true. The pastor preaches in season, not a season. And about 80% of the time is out of season. You think preachers don't have problems and situations? Do you know how many times this preacher has to get behind the pulpit and there's problems in his own personal life or his family life and things like that? Things maybe at home or whatever. I still got to get up and preach. There's no off season for the preacher. It's either out of season or in season. But God has been faithful. God is great. God is good. He's always been faithful. And I thank Him for that. So I do thank my God. Of course, I thank my wife. And I appreciate you very, very much. And I love you dearly. And you've been so faithful to me. In every aspect. Encouraging me. As you said, Joe, sometimes when there's nobody else to talk to, be able to talk to my wife even at 2 or 3 in the morning, point out my heart to her. And I love you dearly, sweetheart. Thank you. My children, Tracy. Love you dearly, sweetheart. Melissa. I wish Christopher was here. He's not able to be here. I've been so blessed with three glorious children. My heart sometimes was heavy for them because they were always the PKs, you know, the preacher's kids. But in reality, God has blessed me, not that my wife and I did. Nothing special. God just blessed me with three good children. And I have so many fond memories of you and Melissa. And Christopher, it is still in my heart forever. And I love you all dearly. That's in my heart. Then of course, Brother Pat and Joe and Ben, as I already said, I appreciate you all very much. The members of this church, the Spanish Word, the visitors, I appreciate you coming out this evening. Thank you so very much. And the special music. I was asked, Pastor Joe, what have you learned in 20 years? And Albert, you caught me off guard. I didn't expect that. No? So I told him to trust God. So, what thing have you learned the least? I said, stay out of God's business. Yeah, I guess y'all don't understand when I said that, do you? Yeah. Stay out of God's business. Yeah. I think you know what I mean, Brother Pat and Brother Joe. And so, but I have to admit, if I were to ask, what was the one thing that God taught me in these 20 years? Is that He taught me how to love. And the Lord showed me the hard way. A minister is often hurt a lot. A minister is often offended a lot. But you have to persevere. You have to continue. And as you said, Brother Joe, Brother Ben, remember who it was, said, people that come and they go. And the ones that you sacrifice your time and you give them your energy and you give them your all in all. Next thing you know, they're up and gone. They don't even tell you goodbye. They just leave. I mean, even at a job, at least they give you a 2 weeks notice, you know. I mean, you've been giving them your heart, your everything, your time, and next thing you know, they're gone. And it can create some element of bitterness and those things. And being a young preacher, I'm thinking, I ain't cut up for this thing. I'm ready to quit. And it was through an issue like that that the Lord taught me how to love. And He dragged me to the mud quite a bit when I was in my little pity party. He said, "So, Joe, you think you're the only one who's ever been hurt, huh?" And as I go into the scriptures, I realize how much my Lord Jesus Christ had been hurt by the disciples and even by Judas Iscariot. And it was like, "Oh, so you think you're the only one, huh, Joe?" And I realized, "Oh, no, Lord, I'm so sorry." And so the Lord had to teach me to love. But what I didn't know, that He had to teach me to be hurt first, that I might learn how to love unconditionally. For how can you love somebody unconditionally if you've never been hurt? And so that's what I've been taught. It's important, just loving unconditionally and forgiving unconditionally, no matter what. And I live by two basic, simple things that I try to encourage myself and encourage others. When things happen, just let it go. Just let it go. We go on. Go on. Just let it go. Sometimes we stay up all night thinking about what people have done to us and hurt feelings and all those things. They're asleep. They're fine. And we're up all angry and upset. The Lord, just let it go. And by God, I'm so thankful that He's taught me that, and I'm able to just let it go and put my head on the pillow and go to sleep. And then the other thing, when trials come, the Lord taught me. "Now, Joe, I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I know you worry. You got anxiety. You got fear. But it can be worse." Yes. Those two things. Just let it go, and it can be worse. And so I thank God for His faithfulness to me. The many times that I was close to throwing the towel in, He would grab and throw it right back at me and say, "I'm not done with you, Joe." And so if He's been faithful to me for these 20 years, surely He can be faithful, hopefully, for the next 20 years, if the Lord will it. And so there's much to say, and there's so many verses I'd like to share, but time is escapist. And so from the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my heart, I thank you all for coming this evening and making this 20th anniversary a very special one for me, for my wife, and for my children, and for the church at Hilton Valley Baptist Church. Thank you so much for your support and for your love and for showing up this evening. Amen. Let's stand. And we'll end with Psalm 72. We'll end with that. Then we can go to the back and have some cake and punch and fellowship. And again, do thank my children. Thank you so much, Tracy, for all the hard work you have done. All the preparedness. I appreciate it very, very much. And I thank you for encouraging me to do this. I was not going to do anything, you know, and my daughter Tracy and Melissa pushed me, and I thank you for pushing me to do this, because it's been very, very special. Very, very special. And I'm glad we did this. I am, so appreciate that very much. And everybody else that has helped, I appreciate you all very, very much for all your work. So, 72. And we begin, somebody help me, I can't even think. 17. All right. still rolling, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I also want to thank, of course, Gary Greckle. He's not here this evening, but he, like Ben, he comes out a lot and does a lot of work in the church. Appreciate him and others. Sissy and James, you've been here for a long time too. So many families. If I missed your name, forgive me. Don't get your feelings hurt. I'm just trying to remember everybody, and it's been special and it's been a blessing. And love you all dearly, and thank you so very much. I'm going to ask my wife to come up here, and if y'all don't mind, as we dismiss ourselves, if y'all move to your right and my left, and you come around and just, and then you can go into the fellowship hall, and we'll meet in the back. Amen. Amen. Yes. You have the right hand of fellowship. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sweetheart.